Here's a thought about the element of surprise. Have you ever wondered why you're so captivated by a given TV show or a movie or perhaps even a book? Why is it so captivating? Well, there are some standard storytelling techniques that have been around since we all sat around the campfire and told stories to one another. Certain stories work and certain stories don't. But the common element, matter of fact, the most common element of all storytelling is the element of surprise. All drama involves a reveal of one kind or another. Again, think of a movie that you've enjoyed. It starts with the introduction of characters. There's some sort of conflict that comes about, or there's a mystery, or there's a question, and then there's a reveal, and we all leave the theater satisfied. Audiences expect it and love it. It's just a standard part of storytelling that's been around so long, it's hard to imagine an engaging movie or television show or a book or a story or a joke that doesn't include one kind of reveal or another. Well, if that's a trope that works so well for storytelling, doesn't it make sense that it ought to work well in photography? And in fact, it does. In a slightly different way, that's true, because photography is a visual medium rather than a storytelling medium. Although we can do some storytelling with images, there are some differences and we have to acknowledge that. But here's one of the primary ways that we can use this age-old technique in our photography, and that is the revelation of closeness. That is to say, seeing one kind of thing when you look at a print from across the room and seeing something else in the print when you get much closer. In fact, this is something that a lot of successful photographs have in common. We see one thing from a distance, that is to say, we think we see it. We jump to conclusions about what it is that we're seeing. But there's some mystery, some question, and so we get a lot closer, maybe within 8 or 10 inches, and we can see much more detail in the photograph. And wowee, look at that. We didn't know that was there. This is something that we can specifically and purposefully do in our photography that involves that sense of reveal. And strangely enough, it's been my experience when I put up a bunch of prints on the wall and like at a gallery opening or somewhere, that experience repeats itself over and over again. And the pictures that people say they love are the ones that involve some kind of reveal. It can be the reveal of closeness. It can be the reveal of deeper understanding. So think about that old Gestalt thing about the old lady and the young lady, or the two faces in the lamp. That's a kind of reveal, too. So you think you see one thing until you look at an image long enough, and then you see something entirely different. Or there's more than one thing in the photograph to command our attention. And the one we see first is light and big and attention-grabbing, but after you look at an image long enough, you see something in the shadows that's hidden, that's submerged, that's not the first thing you see, and you go, aha, look at that. That's a kind of visual reveal. People remember the visual reveals completely out of proportion to the other images that they might see in an exhibition or hanging up somewhere, because that reveal involves a shift of emotional response that's strong enough or can be strong enough to make the image memorable. There are photographers who were famous for their reveals. Kertész comes to mind, or Wegman, maybe even Joel Peter Witkin to some degree. The exercise I would suggest is fairly simple. Go to your photography library, pull out a bunch of books, flip through and look at all the images, and see if you can identify which ones have a reveal, that is to say, something that you see with the passage of time looking at the image that you didn't see at the first glance. I would suspect that those images that are the most memorable are the ones that have the strongest reveal. Maybe that's a simplistic way of looking at this, but the element of surprise is a powerful thing to develop a relationship with a photograph or with any other visual art. I find it's not possible to do that in every photograph. Some just don't lend themselves to it. But when I can involve an element of surprise in one way or another, I generally find I end up with a better photograph, or at least a more entertaining one.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.